Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk as part of Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Tech Talk podcast is intended to focus on the growing role and responsibilities for pharmacy technicians, the tools and trainings they need, and challenges they face.
In this month's episode, I'll be talking with Stacy Rush, clinical pharmacy technician at Hometown Pharmacy, on the role of pharmacy technicians in pharmacy intervention. Pharmacy intervention is an important step for pharmacy technicians to ensure patients are taking their medications properly.
Sure. So intervention is just going to the patient and trying to intervene, whether it be with a medication that they're, not taking regularly. So we can intervene with a MedSync program or bubble packing for the patient or something like that. It can be multiple things. It can be, that they're taking a cholesterol medication that we may not know that they're having, muscle cramps and stuff from that. So we can intervene with possibly getting them on a vitamin like CoQ10 or something that can help with that. So,
pharmacy intervention can also help reduce hospital readmission.
Sure. So we're touching our patients a lot more than doctors are. So we see the patients, whether it be monthly, every 3 months, whatever it is, we're seeing them a lot more than doctors are. With interventions, so we can follow up with them through, whether we have an outcome or something from them. So we're making sure they're taking their blood pressure medication as prescribed or their, diabetes medication as prescribed. Making sure they're not having any, issues with it, any adherence problems or anything like that to hopefully keep them, stable on their medication and not have the hospital admissions.
How can pharmacy professionals help patients with disease states like diabetes and prediabetes?
Sure. So again, as pharmacists, we are seeing our patients a lot more. We're able to do more things in the pharmacy. So we're able to, make sure that they are caught up on all their immunizations, talking to them about how to keep their immune systems boosted, telling them about taking their vitamin D and how it boosts their immune system, our zinc, basically our multivitamins, making sure that they're staying on top of those, just to help keep them, healthy.
We are taking a short break for tech tips. When returning an item to stock, place label tape over the label and use your fingernail to scrub over the areas containing PHI. When you rip off the tape, the PHI will be removed. If you have any of your own tips to share, email the link in the description of this episode. Remember, these tips are only suggestions. Always make sure to check with your pharmacy supervisor or a pharmacist for proper protocol, as every pharmacy and its workflow are different. Now back to the show. Pharmacists can help gather information about patients to help free up some time for pharmacists.
Sure. So we can collect all of the information. Say our pharmacists are going to sit down and have a CMR with the patient, a comprehensive medication review with the patient, go over all their medications. So we as technicians can gather all that information ahead of time. We can talk to the patient. We can get their medication list from the doctors. We can gather all of that information. Also vaccines. If you're a certified pharmacy technician, you can get certified to give vaccines. So you're saving a lot of time, and also pharmacy can be crazy. So workflows can be crazy, and we need that extra person, as a pharmacy technician, to do those vaccines, to keep our workflows going well and to keep our workflow, on top of things so we're not making errors with vaccine or medication.
What are key warning signs for pharmacy technicians to look out for?
Sure. So adherence is a huge one. So looking at the patient calls to refill their medication, we get an alert that it's 90 days or 70 days past due. You know, that's a huge warning sign. So we can alert the pharmacist to let them know that, to have a talk with the patient, or we can even, you know, ask the patient on the phone, like, oh, it looks like you're late filling this. Are you taking them every day? Are you, you know, is there something that's making you not take it? Are you not feeling good after you take it, or what the issue is? Because we can intervene in there to save hopefully a doctor's visit, or, you know, for us to call the doctor to be like, hey, I think you need to address this more with your patient. So.
Lifestyle and disease management techniques can also help patients.
So for lifestyle, I mean, definitely getting them on a routine, whether it be, you know, adding a small exercise to the routine every day. So getting them to walk, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a day is huge. If there's that barrier of walking, or, you know, they can't do that even, changing some habits that they do. So getting them on a better diet, talking to them about, you know, what medication or what things can help our diet. And that's not only just food. So food is our huge thing, but it's also, you know, different vitamins, different scales of our foundational vitamins that can help us achieve those goals.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk. Tune in for the next episode next month, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy technician space. Thank you.